Okay. What I'm want to talk about. In our world, we have different things around us, some processes, and let us look at this little picture. The basic picture is very simple. It's just a rabbit with a carrot on some hill under the sun. That's a view from ordinary human. But if you are a scientist, what can you think about this picture? You can think lots of formulas, laws, processes. On this picture, you can see not only the mathematics, of course, you can see physics, you can see, for example, chemistry, some other formulas, but if you are a good scientist, you must know everything that you can see on this picture. So, the title of my talk is Mathematics in Our Lives. So, where can we find the mathematics? And the answer is very simple, everywhere. Everything that we do can be discussed and analyzed from the mathematical point of view. And if you're interested in mathematics, you will enter some good university, maybe you will go to some mathematical faculty, and you will begin to study the real serious mathematics that you need to understand all these formulas of this picture. And of course, I will not talk about some difficult things because it's hard to understand. And let us discuss today some simple mathematical facts. And I will try to tell you what should you learn to become a good mathematician. And we will start from very simple things. Do you know, guys, these numbers? Do you know prime numbers? The numbers, they are the basics of the mathematics, you know. It's maybe the first thing that we know in mathematical field. Long ago, maybe even before the school, you already learned some numbers, right? And the numbers, maybe they are the first thing that humanity did in mathematics. Long, long, long time ago, people already knew how to count things, how to measure things. And it's a long, long story, the development of numbers, the number theory. It's very important, but let us return to the prime numbers. You know, the prime numbers, it's, how to say, basic fundamental stones in the field of mathematics. And if you use the prime numbers, you can construct each other number by multiplying some number of prime numbers. And it is very interesting to mention that in our world, such a simple object became very important. For example, I think that everybody here has an account in VC, right? And you communicate with each other, you can communicate with some other people. But imagine that you send some message, for example, to me. How do you think, what will happen with this message? Will it be sent in the way that you typed it, or will it be sent in some different way? How do you think? Actually, the answer is very simple. Of course, your message will be encoded. The reason is very simple. If we communicate with each other, we don't want to other people to know what we are talking about, right? And so we must encode the message. So only the guy that you are messaging with can receive this message and can read this message. So, in mathematical words, for each pair of guys that do some conversation in WaySim, we must create some unique code. It is some big number. This number is used to encode the message and then decode the message. And of course, we have lots of messages, lots of conversations in the internet. So we need lots of such special numbers. How to create them? The answer is very simple. We must use some special procedure with the prime numbers. So they are really important. And as I can say, the prime numbers with us at every moment of time. Every time you send a message, there is some special procedure with prime numbers that helps this message to be unread by some other guy. So the prime numbers everywhere around us, each second of our life. They can be used in some other very serious processes in our lives. So on the slide, I mentioned some important things about prime numbers. And let me ask you another very simple question. How many prime numbers exist? The number of prime numbers is infinite. Do you know it? Or not? Okay. It is very easy to prove that the number of prime numbers is really infinite. And I can do it right now in very simple words. Imagine that there is only finite number of prime numbers. For example, 100. Okay. Let us multiply all these numbers and add 1 to the result that we obtain. The resulting number, it cannot be divided by any of the previous prime numbers. So, if we assume that the number of prime numbers is finite, we can immediately find another prime number that we never mentioned before. So, this proof is very simple. But the next question, I already said that these numbers are very important in our lives. So we must know the way how to create some big prime numbers. Is there any formula for such numbers? The answer, again, is very simple, and the answer is no. the humanity, we deal with mathematics for maybe 2,000 years, maybe 3,000 years. But still, we don't know the formula for the prime number. It's amazing. Looks like that the question is very simple, because the numbers are the simplest things in mathematics that we know. But no formula. So, if you are interested in mathematics, maybe once you will discover such kind of formula, that will be maybe the greatest mathematical result of the century, or even maybe the greatest mathematical result in all the history of mathematics. And let me repeat it. The answer is no, but the question looks very simple, but looks like it's only looks like that the question is simple. Actually, this question is very hard. Okay, we talked a little about numbers, and let us go further. I think that in school you already began to learn some functions, right? Do you know these functions? They are very simple. And here you can see the graphs of the functions, right? Do you know them? Of course. What is the function? Well, I can give you a formal answer. The function is an expression, rule, law, that defines a relationship between the independent variable and dependent variable. That's a mathematical definition. And this classical definition was given almost 200 years ago by the German mathematician Dirichlet. But what is a function? What is a function in mathematics? Why is it important to learn some facts about functions? Because you know, the function is a way to, as I said before, describe some relation. These functions that you can see here are very simple. Of course, in mathematics we have lots of other functions, and we will talk about it a little bit. And actually, even I cannot imagine how different functions are. In fact, we have lots of mathematical functions. Their number is infinite, almost all of these functions you can really meet in our life. And as I said before, mathematics is everywhere. It is around us, every process in our life can be described by some function. Of course, this function will not be so easy, as we can see here. And you must know some ways how to create some functions, and let us talk a little bit about these ways. Of course, you know the sine function, cosine function, and exponential function. But do you know these formulas? Maybe you saw them in some book. And it is a way how to create some mathematical function as a sum of polynomial functions. These functions are simple. But if you will change some numbers in these formulas, you will obtain some other functions that are much more difficult than these ones. And another example, we call such kind of formula power series. Another example is a Fourier series. We can imagine some function as a sum of sine and cosine functions. And these formulas are very important. You will deal with these formulas in your further education if you will go to the mathematical faculty. So, in fact, we have some basics. These functions are just basic functions, and with their help, we are able to create other mathematical functions that we can really need in our life. Let us talk a little bit more about sine functions. Of course, you know this kind of picture, that is the graph of the sine function, right? And you can imagine it as a movement of some dot around a circle. And you can write this formula for the sine. And let me ask you another question. How do you think, which formula is simpler? This one, or this big, 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 long, long, long formula? Which one is better? I guess that almost everybody in this class will answer this one. This is simple. And this one looks difficult, right? But from my mathematical point of view, this formula is simpler than this one. And let me ask you a very simple question. What is the value of the sine function of zero? Sine of zero. Do you know? The answer must be zero, right? Okay. For example, what is the sine of pi? Zero. Okay, zero. But if I will ask you to calculate the sine of, for example, one, it's a difficult question, you know. You cannot write the answer on a paper. Of course, you can calculate it with your phone or some computer. But how a computer will do it? He will use this formula. So actually, sine function is only in our minds and maybe at the paper. But if we talk about computer, computer knows this form, and computer uses it to calculate the values of the sine function. Okay, and on this picture, you can see how this formula works. If you will take more and more terms in the right hand of this expression, and you will try to draw the graph of the sine and the graph of the polynomial function in the right side, you can easily see that if you add more and more terms, then the polynomial function will be closer and closer to the sine function. It's a very interesting result. And of course, if you are mathematics, you will understand the theory, and this result will be
very obvious and very simple thing.
Another example is the exponential function. We can draw this formula, and on this graph you can see how this polynomial function becomes closer and closer to the graph of the exponential function. Okay. The second thing that I mentioned was the Fourier series. We can imagine any function as a sum of sine and cosine functions. But why do we need this formula? I told you that mathematics is everywhere, and I guess that everybody here loves to listen to music, right? Do you like music? Do you listen to music? But let us talk a little bit about the process. In these days, I guess you go to some internet site, and maybe you can listen to music directly from the site, maybe you can download the file. But how the music, you know, the music is a sequence of sounds, right? How can it be transferred in a digital way? And the answer is very simple. If you deal with the sound can be described as a sum of acoustic waves, and these waves they can very easily be described with a sine and cosine function. And for example, if you have some sound, you can decompose it to the sines and cosines. And actually, you must know some numbers that are the coefficients in the formula for the original wave. So you just need to sum some number of sine and cosine functions. And actually, what you must know the coefficients A and B in this formula. So when you listen to the music, actually you receive some sequence of numbers, and your headphones, they just compose sound from the sequence of numbers that you receive from the Another little graph, another imagination of that sum of sines and cosines. You can imagine a set of circles. The first circle is big one, then the circle of lesser radius, lesser, and so on. And actually, the dot on one of these circles, you will take the coordinate of that dot, will draw you the wave that can be imagined as some sound, some music, and so on. So, what I wanted to say actually, I wanted to say that these basic functions, they are like prime numbers. We can compose almost everything from the basic functions, from the polynomial functions, sine functions, cosine functions that you already knew, right? And if you want to be a good mathematician, of course you must understand how it works, why it works. And if you will ask me, do we only use the sine, cosine, and other functions? My answer will be no. For example, we can use other functions, and one is, well, one of the very famous examples is the functions that called Chebyshev polynomials. Chebyshev is a great Russian
mathematician who lived more than 100 years ago. And with this function, we can also imitate any mathematical function that we need. Okay. Functions. Where else we can use the basic functions, or maybe more difficult functions? I told you about, for example, music. I told you about your conversation with some messenger. Another very important thing in our life is the problem of body motion. For example, right now you are sitting still on your chairs, but I am going from left to right, from right to left. So I'm in motion, right? And if you want to describe this motion mathematically, it is very simple, because my movement is very simple, right, left, right, left. But for example, very obvious example in China. Have you ever seen the drone show? Each Chinese New Year, lots of drones in the sky, in the shape of a dragon, for example. It's very beautiful. And I think that in China, that type of show, maybe it's the best in the world. They are very beautiful. And we have lots of flying objects in motion, right? But you must somehow control them. Because if you don't control the drones, they will fly in any direction, and you will see chaos. You will not see any dragon or some other beautiful thing, right? So the problem of body motion is very actual, and of course, this problem is very mathematical. Yes, we must know some laws of physics, but after that, it's mathematics. And if you want to control some flying object, usually you must decompose its motion in three directions, or maybe two directions. And the motion in each direction will be much more simpler than the overall motion in 3D, right? And it's another thing where we use mathematics, and we can see it at every big event. For example, Chinese New Year, it's the real mathematics in our life. Mathematics, of course, help to solve many other valuable problems. And another example, it's very simple. The question is, which path is faster? How to reach the end point from the starting point if you control some, I don't know, ball? And as you can see from this short video, the fastest path is red one. And it's very hard to expect this path if you don't know the answer. But how to solve this problem? Again, it's mathematics. And this mathematics is not so easy. But if you know mathematics well, you can do it by yourself. You can check this result, and I think that this result is very amazing. Okay, another slide. It's another sine and cosine functions. It's about the music. as I said you before, in fact, when you listen to the music, you receive some sequence of numbers or digits. And your headphones, in some way, modify these numbers to the real sound. Here you can see some pictures, some videos about the motion of your headphone when it reads the real sound. And again, to understand it, to make your music sound well, you must know mathematics again. Another mathematical formulas that you must learn is integration and differentiation. Maybe you haven't learned it yet, but of course you will learn it in the nearest future, at the end of your school education. These operations are very important in mathematics, and again, in every law of physics, you can find this operation, so I mentioned that. And, okay, we talked about numbers, we talked about functions, and it's algebra. But, as you know, we have another part of mathematics, and that another part is geometry, of course. Well, from my talk, maybe it seems that I think that the algebra is very important. It's much more important than geometry. No, actually, the geometry is a very valuable part. And as example, I want to show you the second order curves, parabola, ellipse, and hyperbola. What is the meaning of that curves? We can write very simple algebraic expressions that describe this curves. And it is known that the planetary orbits, the motion trajectories of the body thrown by someone, actually they are second order curves. So they are very important. And all these curves surround us in our life. So geometry everywhere around. And it's very natural. Here on this slide, we look at them from the algebraic point of view, but let me show you some videos how can we obtain that kind of curves in our life using some geometrical ways. The first way is the so-called conics. If you have a cone, two-sided cone, and you will intersect it with some flat surface, if you change the angle and the position of that surface, you will obtain, as an intersection, different curves of the second order. It's a very simple video, but I think it's very beautiful. The next idea is also very simple. Okay, let us imagine two circles. The one is fixed, and the other circle in motion. And if you will imagine the diameter of the lesser circle, and you will fix some dot on that diameter, then the trajectory of that dot will be an elliptic trajectory. It's another good way to obtain an ellipse using very simple geometrical idea, and you can do it in real life using very simple instruments and so on. The elliptic curves, they have one very good property. In every ellipse, we have two special dots that are known as the focus of the ellipse. And if you make some, let me call it rays, for example, ray of light, rays from the one of the focuses, they will go to the other focus. And it will work if you make a ray in any direction. And that property of the elliptic curve are often used in our life. For example, if we transfer the signal, we must somehow receive it, and we use some devices in the elliptic form to transfer signal from this point to that point without any loss. Another idea, again, the ellipse can be obtained by the motion of the client. This point is fixed, that one is fixed, and that end of the line will draw an ellipse for us. And a few words about parabolic curve. Another very simple but beautiful video. If you have a dot and you have a line, and if you will draw some lines with one end here and one and other end on that line, and you draw a perpendicular line to this one, as a result, you will see the parabolic curve. And the last good property, again, it's about the signal. If you want to receive some signal, for example, from space, then you must use an antenna of parabolic form, because if you have the stream of rays that are going down from the space and all of them are parallel, then the parabolic curve will make these the signals to go into one fixed point, and this point is called the focus of the parabolic curve. And when you walking around, going on some street and looking on houses around, I guess that you can see many antennas on the house, and all of them are parabolic, and that helps us to watch TV and to receive some other signals. So it's another example of simple mathematical objects in our lives. Okay, I know that you are very busy guys. You have lots of things to do. So I tried to show you very simple mathematical things. I tried to explain where we can meet them. And let me say it last time, mathematics is everywhere. Or our life somehow can be described by mathematics. If you listen to the music, if you receive some signal and watch TV, if you're messaging with someone on WeChat, mathematics everywhere. So it is very important to learn mathematics well, because you can really use it in many directions in your future life. You can create some new amazing things and technologies and so on. So at this point my lecture ends, and I want to say some words in Chinese. At the end, I hope I will say it correctly. Why shuxie, shuxie I wo. So thank you for your attention.